Catholic Answers Live, open forum, 2 hours. I just like that, Nick. I just like that. So Nick's been making fun of me all day because he says I always start the show exactly the same way. And boom, I started it a different way today. So I'm feeling there very proud of myself, Nick.
And Versillo, get on the phone lines. He didn't hear
He can't
me.
Hear you. No, he has no headphones on. Hey, yesterday was first day of our pledge drive. We come to you 3 days every quarter. 4 times a year, we're able to come to you for 3 days. And those 3 days, 6 hours on the air. We use less than half of that time to appeal to you to support us for the next 3 months. At the end of the 3 days, thank you to all of our many generous listeners and to all our angelic supporters who I know help out. We're usually funded for the next 3 months. And so we're in the midst of that today. Today we're in the middle day. We have this hour a $10,000 match again. So up to $10,000, every dollar you pledge, every dollar you give is matched dollar for dollar. Our guest this hour is Tim Staples. Tim is Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. And we'll do open forum this hour. So if you have any question at all about the Catholic faith, you call the other number for that. That's 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. That was a pretty good day yesterday.
It
People
really
came through
was.
For us.
Although, as we were saying in the pre-show, I have to tell you, folks, we need to get people on the phone lines right now at 888-291-8000 because yesterday was it was a roller coaster ride.
It was,
because the first hour, folks, it was like nothing. Not nothing, but it was really slow, and we weren't even close to halfway at the halfway point, and we're going, oh, my goodness, what's going on? And then we took off in the second. Then in the second hour, it was the exact opposite. We started out like gangbusters, and then all of a sudden, crickets.
What happened?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
But praise God, you know, we made the match both hours, and so we had a pretty solid day. Now, we want a better day today because, folks, we are so pumped up here at Catholic Answers. You know, I can tell you, just had an executive committee meeting today, and it's just exciting, man, to see. I've been at Catholic Answers now for 14 years, over 14 years, and I have never seen this place more abuzz than it is right now. I mean, with the new projects and you know, these young guys like Carlo and Trent are tearing up the countryside, but there's so many other things going on now. We've got so much stuff in the works. And right now, folks, is really important for us because as far as radio goes, this is going to determine, you know, we can make all the plans in the world, but if we don't have the money to do it, we can't do it. And so, folks, we really need you guys right from the start here. We've got a bunch of phone lines open. We need your help to continue Catholic Answers Live, to continue on this station where you're hearing us, to continue bringing the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics to the world. We are seeing fruits, lives changed, vocations, you name it. It is awesome to see. But right now, we're coming to you for help because we need your help at 888-291-8000. We need you to donate. We need monthly donors. Real bad. We need those $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, $10 a month. Those gifts are so important for us. And one-time givers, we want you too. And don't think your donation is too small. It's not that. As we said yesterday, Si, that's how we survive and thrive at Catholic Answers. It is the tens of thousands of moms and dads that write those checks for $25 and $50 that keeps us alive at Catholic Answers. So please, folks, we need you to get on the phones right from the start. We have a $10,000 match. You call right now, you give that $100, it's $200. 888-291-8000. We've got a $10,000 match. We have to get this match, folks. So call now, 888-291-8000. And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember that we're not having that problem right now. We've got plenty of lines open. But if later in the show we lines get, you know, full, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That money goes to the same pop.
And it gets matched at the exact same rate. We've got $10,000 to use up this hour. The way it works is we do have donors who are able to write a check, for example, for $10,000. And they say to our boss, Chris Check, you can have it. You just got to raise it. And that's their way of making sure that their money is full. It gets the full force of what it can do. But it also puts a little onus on us. Get out there and raise some money. And so we come to you during these pledge drives and ask if you can match some of that or all of it. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. We want to get this pledge drive over, done with, in the bag, and back to just taking calls like we do all the time. It is a tough time in the world and the church.
And you know what, Cy?
Yep.
It's also exciting. I mean, as you know, Cy, I have no problem at all with asking folks for money, whether I'm out on the road or because I believe in what we are doing here. And I don't just say these things like, oh, there's not a better place to put your money. There isn't.
No.
There really isn't. There's no place better to put your money than at your church on Sunday morning, or for parachurch organizations like Catholic Answers that are doing the work to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. There simply is nothing more important than that. So, folks, when you call right now at 888-291-8000, this isn't cliche. You are participating in every one of the good works and the labors of all 48, is it, full-time employees that I mentioned that are abuzz in these hallways, and we are putting the gospel out over every media you can imagine, right? From the newfangled media stuff to the old-fangled magazines you can hold in your hand.
To books.
And going out to conferences and talking. Call us on the phone. We do it all right here at Catholic Answers, but we can't do it without your help. So one more time, folks, 888-291-8000 is the number. We need to hear from you, monthly donors. And you know what? I'm going to ask, folks, let's get a couple, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, maybe a $5,000 donor. Somebody out there is blessed, and you've been blessed by Catholic Answers, and you can make that call right now. And let's take half of that $10,000 off right now with a $5,000 pledge, right? But now, those of you who say, well, I'm not going to call now. I was only going to give $10. No, we need the $10.
For the other half.
Yes, we do. And we need the $5,000 because, folks, really, it is a family that makes this thing. It's all of us. We're a big family, and that's what makes us go.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number. If you are especially blessed and you can make that larger donation, it brings everybody's blood pressure down here when you do, and we really appreciate it. And as Tim said, it goes to the work of sharing the gospel. That's what it comes down to, sharing the fullness of the Catholic faith. Yesterday, I think we had made a similar appeal yesterday, and a guy gave $100 and he said, I'm not blessed yet to give $1,000, but as soon as I am, I will. And I thought, well, that's just very
blessing.
Generous.
Amen.
Very, very generous. So maybe you are blessed now and you can do that and respond to Tim's call for a $5,000 pledge, 888-291-8000. Let's go to calls. Anonymous, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite, Channel 130. Your question for Tim, Anonymous.
Hi. Just wondering about annulment or related to annulments. If a person gets their marriage civically annulled or civilly annulled, does that have the same effect as religious annulment? I'm not talking divorce, obviously.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Just in that general area.
Right. Great question. Well, it's two different animals when you're going to a judge versus the church, but the same principle, because an annulment in civil law is similar in principle, meaning, for example, if we used to call it a shotgun marriage, right? You're forced, if you're coerced into marriage, that's grounds. I think in every state in the union, I could go out on a limb and say that's grounds for a civil annulment because the person did not give deliberate consent. And no contract would be valid if someone is coerced into signing it. So that principle is the a principle behind a civil annulment, and that same principle is one of the reasons why you can receive an annulment in the church as well. Now, of course, there's going to be very different rules, because when you're talking about an annulment in the church, what the church is declaring is that a person or persons that entered into this union did not fully deliberately enter into that covenantal relationship, and it can be for a number of reasons that you wouldn't obviously find in any civil court. Coercion, of course, is one. Mental immaturity, psychological problems, all sorts of matters. One of the two could be unfaithful at the time of entering into that sacred union. Let's say the guy's running around, nobody knows it, he's lying, and on the wedding day when he says, "I do," he's also been saying, "I do" to a whole lot of other people, but not in a marriage context. So there's more to it when it comes to the church, but I would argue it's the same basic principle behind the concept of annulment, because an annulment is saying that a real marriage did not take place here, whether civilly or in the church.
Anonymous, thank you very, very much for starting us off today. It is an open forum here on Catholic Answers Live today. If you have any question at all about the Catholic faith, about the Catholic Church, Catholic beliefs.
Could I you know, this caller just reminded me of something. When you think of the age in which we live, Cy, we're the age of communication, right? We have at our fingertips more knowledge than ever before. And yet, in not just outside of the church and in the world, but in the church, we live in a time of incredible ignorance, of a lack of understanding the faith among the faithful. And it's because of all this information that we have at our fingertips becomes a distraction, you know, the bad stuff, as well as, you know, some good stuff instead of the best stuff. We get taken away by stuff that's a lesser good and that sort of thing. And this has led to an enormous amount of it's ironic. Does anybody see irony here? We have all this information.
It's
available.
A kind of painful irony, though.
It is.
Right.
And yet we have – and our caller asked about annulments, and people often say, you know, well, there are too many annulments granted, especially in the United States. And that may well be true. But I also think there's a reason why so many annulments are granted is because so few people are actually entering into sacramental unions because of the state in which we find ourselves as a culture. Now, again, I agree there are too many annulments. Pope John Paul tried to do stuff about that, slowing it down. But you don't have them in Africa and you have tons of them here. But I do think there's a profound reason as well, and that is just a general lack, and then you know what, a lack of understanding, comprehension of what marriage is, what a human being is, who God is, who we are in relation to God. And folks, that is why it is absolutely imperative for you right now to get on the phone lines. We've got a ton of open lines here. We've got a $10,000 match, and we need you now to pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Maybe you haven't called before. You've thought about it. Maybe the last drive you knew you should have. Well, now's the time. We really need you to do it, right? Pick up that phone, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, call 888-291-8000. And please remember, that $100 gift that you might think is insignificant is absolutely significant to us here at Catholic Answers. You know, we talked about yesterday how we have an attrition rate.
Right.
In between every drive, we lose members of our radio club. We lose donors for various and sundry reasons. Yesterday, I always look at the first day. We're making up for what we've lost, and let's try to move the ball forward. Today is the day we really need to move this ball forward. Let's get some new folks you haven't given before. Cy mentioned yesterday, we have about 13 people per tower that give, which I still can't believe that, but our guys tell us that's true. That's what keeps us alive. Be the 14th, the 15th on that tower in your area. And if we could get all the towers, I don't know how many towers we have, a lot of them, these hundreds and hundreds of towers two more on each one, Cy, right, that would revolutionize Catholic Answers Live.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we're at the moment, Catholic Answers, you know, we're as Tim said, we're a ministry, an apostolate that does all kinds of things. We're needing to update the website, for example. It's a big capital expense, but you have to do that. If you don't do that, then the answers aren't there when people ask for them. You know, like it's as simple as, you know, we've got 10 different answers that could help you right away if you have a question about purgatory, but it won't show up in the Googles and the
– That's right.
Well, I don't know what the other ones are, the Bings and wherever. and so you have to do those things, and we're continuing to do them, but also at the same time trying to move out into new areas. So we come to you, ask you for your support.
Yeah.
We kind of like this radio show too. We'd like to keep doing that. 888-291-8000 is the number. I'm looking at the phones right now, and I have to say I'm very grateful to the five people who have called, but that leaves a lot of lines open. 888-291-8000. We help fill them up. We'd really like to use up this $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Every dollar you pledge, every dollar you give is matched dollar-for-dollar up to $10,000 this hour. Let's go to Alan in Pensacola, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Alan, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Can.
Yes. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
So, I'm from your neck of the woods. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. I'm a convert back in 2006 from the evangelical charismatic world.
Oh, praise God, brother.
Right about 3.5 hours from your old home.
Right
on. My question is this. I'm in a plan this year where I'm reading through the Bible and the Catechism of the year. So when we're looking at this, what is the difference between the Catechism of the Catholic Church that was issued in 1992 versus the Catechism of the Council of Trent? And is there one that's preferable over the other one?
Right. Oh, that's a great question. I'll tell you a little story. And by the way, the final edition of the Catechism came out in 97. So if you don't have that updated version, because there were some minor changes made and clarifications and such. So 97 is the final edition of the Catechism. I got to tell you a little story. When the 92 edition came out, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, is this thing going to be any good? I was a little bit pessimistic.
Were you?
Can you imagine me, Tim Staples, being? I am the picture of Mr. Optimist around this office, but I'm going to be honest.
I just thought they wouldn't get it right.
Yeah, I just thought it would be watered down and it would be weak. And I love the Catechism. I've read every word of the Catechism of Council of Trent, and I've got it all highlighted. And I love the Catechism of Council of Trent. So that's the Catechism, along with Father Hardin's Catechism that came out in the 70s. Those were the two catechisms for me when I became Catholic. That was it back in 88, right? Well, the Catechism came out, brother, and to answer your question, one of the main differences is the new Catechism is so much better, and I love the Catechism, Trent, but it's so much richer. The quotes, just the Bible quotes alone, oh my goodness, go to the index in the back there. Now, the Catechism Council of Trent quoted Scripture, absolutely, Fathers of the Church, but it's like everything is on steroids in the new Catechism. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of Bible quotes and quotes from doctrines, councils, encyclicals of the Church is absolutely extraordinary. It is amazing what they – and I'm going to be honest with you. It blew the Catechism Council of Trent away.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, when I read through it the first time, my jaw was dragging, you know, as I'm reading the whole thing. So, you know, in essence, what you have is the same one Lord, one faith, one baptism between the two catechisms. But what you'll find are, you know, there has been development in our doctrine. We've gone deeper in certain ways. You'll be able to, and I still like to compare the two, but because you can see how changes have been made over the years,
mm-hmm.
Developments liturgically and theologically as well. But the bottom line is both catechisms are treasure troves
mm-hmm.
of our Catholic faith.
Alan, thank you very, very much for that call. Again, it's open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not, you are welcome to call. It's also we're coming up right now on the smack dab middle of our 3-day quarterly pledge drive. We're very, very grateful for those who are called, but I will just say again, we have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We have certain we kind of break it down, and we're able to look at yesterday and go, that's a good day one. But that doesn't mean we're done. It means we are on the path that we're supposed to be on, and we're not always, and so we're really grateful for that. But it requires those who have not yet called, who have not yet given, to pick up the phone and give a call, 888-291-8000. Maybe a special appeal to you if you are a person who has never given to Catholic Answers, but you have benefited from it yourself, or and I know there are many people who feel that way. You know that there are thousands of other people who are benefiting from it, getting their faith deepened and clarified, maybe coming to the Catholic faith. That happens all the time. And you want to be that evangelist. You want to be a part of the team that makes that happen. Catholic Answers is not a production of an apostolate as much as it's a production of thousands of people who are willing to make it happen. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. And so if you're new to the team, we'd love to welcome you onto the team. Maybe you are a person who could start out at, say, a $20 per month pledge. We have a couple books that our producer, Darren, has arranged for us to be able to give you. One of them is Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work. It's not about the contemporary crises in the church. It's about historically the stories of bad shepherds. And it's actually very helpful. It will build your faith. It won't harm your faith. You'll see how God works in the church despite these times when the shepherding in the church is less than adequate. We'll also send you Steve Weidenkopf, historian Steve Weidenkopf's wonderful, massive, one-volume history of the Catholic Church, Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church, if you're able to make a $20 per month pledge. So consider that in your conscience. Consider prayerfully and maybe pick up that phone and dial and make that pledge. Would you miss the $20 every month? Because to us, because it's all getting matched dollar for dollar, it's $40 a month. At the end of the year, that's $480 you gave us to do things like put on this radio show or send materials to a prison or send speakers out on the road or just have a website, Catholic.com, where people all around the world can just go there and get an answer to their question about the Catholic faith. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000.
And you know what, folks? Let me give you a reason to call right now. Those of you who are waiting, stop waiting. Okay, it's time. We need you to call right now. We have too many open lines at 888-291-8000, and we are not going to let this $10,000... Because I don't know if you realize this, folks. If we don't get the $10,000 match, we don't get the $10,000. We have to get the match to get the $10, so the $10 becomes $20, just like that. That's why we have urgency in our voices for you to get on the phone line. Now, at 888-291-8000, there is no time to wait. But let me just share with you, today, I had a nice and long conversation with a wonderful man, and I'm not going to name him, obviously, for obvious reasons. He's on the journey. He called and, you know, just shared, opened his heart of how, as an evangelical and then a member of the Assemblies of God, he kind of went the same route I did.
Yeah.
And he's on that route right now.
Yeah.
But you know, he's struggling. His wife isn't there. His whole family thinks he's crazy. And it was such a blessing to talk with this man who has obviously come to the faith. He understands. I don't think he needs any more really evangelism or catechesis. He's there. But it's a real struggle for him. And so, you know what? We're here for him, and I'm here for him. And folks, when you have conversations like that, on a daily basis, and that's what we do here, helping people to become Catholic. We're going to stay with this man until he comes all the way home to the Catholic faith. But it is a struggle for some of these men. I mean, I know I have another friend who was a pastor in Calvary Chapel from way, way back, one of the early pastors.
Really?
Who converted. And I remember when he first converted, I mean, it was a huge deal. And his wife was not on board, but he stepped out in faith. And his wife said, if you become Catholic, I am going to leave you.
Wow.
And he held off and he prayed, but he said, you know what? I've got to follow Jesus. And he became Catholic. And we prayed for him and with him. And I tried to help every way I could and a lot of others. And you know what? His wife ended up leaving him. It was years later, but she left. It doesn't always have just a bed of roses ending here.
No,
but you know what? It was absolutely devastating for my friend. It was pain. But you know what? Over the years, he got an annulment. He's now married to a wonderful Catholic woman and on fire for the faith. You know what? God is amazing in how he works in people's lives to bring them home. Folks, that's why you need to call now. 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you.
888-291-8000 is the number. $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. Let's use it all up, please.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. There are a lot of misconceptions about the Catholic faith. We clear them up on Call to Communion, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
All right, I see how this is going to go. Every day is going to be the same. I get it. The first half hour, you're going to make us
Us sweat.
You're going to make us sweat and beg. We have a $10,000 match for this hour. And in the first half hour, we're not even close. We're not even in the ballpark of $10,000. I'm laughing because not because I'm excited about that fact, but because we did this exact same thing yesterday. And
although we're behind where we were yesterday.
Like, it's even worse
today
like than it was
2,
yesterday.
We're like 2,000. At least yesterday, I think we hit
right.
4.
Right. So I don't know what's happening, but let's use the match. 888-291-8000 is the number. We got a bunch of more calls to go to. We're going to go to calls. I don't want to give short shrift to the callers. But I do have to say, pick up that phone and call if you've been thinking about it. Tim did ask earlier, and I will reiterate the call. And I'll add to what Tim said. If you're a person who can make a $5,000 or $10,000 donation, yesterday our president, Chris Check, was in here. He said, we need help with matching money. For tomorrow's program, we need it.
We haven't got that yet.
And so, we would really a $5,000 or $10,000 gift. If somebody, if you're very blessed, Chris said $20,000. I'm scared to even say that big number, but you know what? I'm not going to be scared. If you are a person who has $20,000 that you can call and say to our president, Chris Check, look, I'll give you this money on Friday. If on Thursday on the show you can raise $20,000, we'll. For one thing, our listeners will do it, and it will mean so much. So
praise God. I'm seeing some phones light right now.
Thank you so much. 888.
First time we've got all of them. Oh, no. One of them just opened. We had them all lit for 1 second. There it is. It lit up again.
888-291-8000. If you're that caller who wants to give us the matching money for tomorrow, just ask for Chris Check. The person on the line will get you your number, and Chris will call you right back. 888-291-8000 is the number. The books are open. Chris is always happy to show you the books, show you where the money goes, show you how it all works.
And by the way, folks, if the lines are full, remember you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give. And please try again. There's a line open for you right now. So, hey, very, very slow start, but it does look like things are picking up, folks. We're getting excited here. Tim's heart is slowing down a little bit.
Well, I
want to see some numbers go up here because I'm afraid to look over there and see what they're telling you.
I'll turn my screen away from you. But I just got a note, and I want to read this if I could. Okay. And I'll give the number out again before I do it, 888-291-8000. Or if the phone lines happen to be busier, there's a quirk, you can all, or if you just want to, just go to safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Michelle wrote this. Just now she gave a donation and she wrote, I found you almost a year ago. Our lives were falling apart. My husband's business was collapsing and I was unemployed. I couldn't bear to listen to anything except Catholic Answers Live. Wow. Anything else was too stressful for me. I found solace in the regulars, especially Jimmy and Father Hugh. You were instrumental in pulling me out of a deep depression. I consider you all my friends, which I swear makes me feel emotional to hear her say that. And God bless you, Michelle. You are a friend. I'm sorry this donation isn't more. I pray for you all every day.
Wow.
It couldn't mean more to us to get a note like that, Michelle. It could not mean more to us. God bless you, sister. God is good.
That's what it's all about, brother.
That is exactly what it's all about. And I feel stressed out a little bit sometimes on Catholic Answers Live, so I'm glad you found it not stressful. But thank you so much for the donation, Michelle. Thank you for the very kind words. 888-291-8000 is that number again if you're able to call and make a donation. And help us be funded for the next 3 months. Let us go now to Mark in Bloomington, Indiana, listening on our Mother Blessed Radio. Mark, your question for Tim Staples.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is, why is it that during the process of someone's canonization, that one of the first things is that they dig up their remains?
Yes.
What's the point of digging them up?
Great question, Mark. Well, they look for signs of sanctity. Over the history of the church, in fact, at our, let's see, that was our last year's conference when I did my talk on miracles.
Yeah, last year.
I gave some examples of this. In fact, I have an article at our website, at our blog at Catholic.com you can check out. It's called The Truth About Miracles. And I go through several categories of miracles, one of them being the incorruptibles, and that's what we're talking about here. God gives us signs at times. Not all saints are incorrupt, but some are. And these are signs that this person was specially holy because of the connection between sin and corruption. As you know, Mark, Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, through the sin of one man, Adam, sin and death came into the world. And through sin comes corruption, the physical corruption of our bodies, sin and death. This is why, when you go to Acts chapter 16, verse 10, for example, the scripture will say, thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to suffer corruption, right? Now, that's a text that's referring to Jesus not suffering corruption and fulfillment. That's a prophecy from the Psalms. And I'm sorry, actually, that is from Psalm 16. It's quoted, actually, in Acts chapter 2. It's quoted in a couple of different places in the book of Acts, but one of them is in Acts chapter 2, where it quotes Psalm 16, verse 10. Thou shalt not allow, or thou wilt not allow thy Holy One to suffer corruption. Now, that's referring to Christ and that his body would not remain in the ground because of his holiness, it's not fitting for the sinless one to experience corruption. Hence, God raises him from the dead. And that's how it's used both there in Acts 2 by St. Peter, and later it'll be used by St. Paul as well in the book of Acts. Well, by allusion, that text also refers to the Blessed Mother, because the Blessed Mother is free from all sin. It was unthinkable for her to suffer corruption as well. Hence, she was bodily assumed into heaven. And when it comes to the saints, they're not perfectly in, you know, free from all sin as Jesus and Mary. However, God gives us signs in various degrees as well. You have St. Catherine of Siena, who I've seen her incorrupt body, at least portions of it, where she slightly corrupted around her mouth. And as history tells us, she had bad teeth. She had a little bit of vanity. She used to cover her mouth when she would speak or laugh. And hence, you have the corruption around there. So God is showing us she was a holy woman, but even she had flaws. You have other cases of St. Catherine Labre, for example, who's probably the most perfectly preserved saint. She, even to this day, St. Catherine Labre, who, you know, gifted us with, Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee, that wonderful gift given to the world of the miraculous medal that came through her. She was also extremely holy. And when her body was exhumed, there was a smell of roses. And when they opened the tomb, she was so perfectly preserved. And still to this day, oh man, I get goosebumps on this. You know, she's been dead over 100 years, and her body is so perfectly preserved that her fingers, her bones are cartilaginous. Her skin is soft. If you cut her, she will bleed. She still has her blue-green eye color. Her hair is perfect. She hasn't lost a hair on her head. I know there's a lot of guys in this office that would love to be able to say that, right? She is perfect. And these are signs that God gives us of sanctity and the connection between sin and corruption. So that's a reason why the remains of the saints are dug up. Now, it's not as though if they're not incorrupt, they're not going to be canonized. No, because right. God doesn't preserve all of the saints, but they are special signs of sanctity that the church looks for. And folks, guess what? We need special signs from you guys right now that we're going to continue on answering questions like these wonderful questions coming from our listeners right now. We need your help. Because I can see right now, we got a little less than half the phones that are lit up right now at 888-291-8000. Please, folks, we have a $10,000 match. We need you guys right now. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or go to 888-291-8000. We've got a lot of lonely people here that are waiting to take your call. Folks, don't let this hour pass by. Don't hold back. You need to get on the phones right now because we can't miss. You know what? We've never missed a match.
No, that's right.
Since we've been, you know, been blessed, and we don't have a match yet, I think, for tomorrow. So we're asking for somebody to come through there.
Maybe we do. Yeah. I don't know what the status of it is. Okay. I'm just saying that gotcha. Chris said it yesterday.
Well, we've never missed a match, but I know we are way far behind, so we really need you guys at 888-291-8000 to call us now. And remember, monthly gifts are a huge blessing. It allows us to be able to prepare and know we've got funds coming in, really important, $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month. Folks, I'm still holding out because I've just got to believe, Cy, there's somebody out there, maybe two or three that can give that $1,000 gift. We haven't gotten any yet. A $2,000 gift, maybe that $3,000 or $5,000 gift. That's what, folks, make Tim Staples smile. Be that one
yes,
that's going to give that $5,000 gift. 888-291-8000. But don't you dare think, oh, well, I'm not sending my $10 gift. We notice that. Whenever we ask for a big gift, the numbers of calls seem to go down. At least that's what I've seen.
Yeah, right.
Folks, we need the $10 gift and we need the $5,000. That's how we survive. I am not just saying this, folks.
Right.
That's how we survive at Catholic Answers, man. It's all of us together at a time where it's never been more important, my friends, for the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. Nobody else has it except us. There's never been a more important time for the proclamation of the gospel than right now in an age of darkness like we live in right now.
Please call 888-291-8000. Every dollar pledged this hour up to $10,000 is matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Catholic Answers Live open forum with Tim Staples right after this.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Next hour, Jimmy Akin will be in here. So if we get to the top of the show and we haven't gotten to your call yet, don't worry. Jimmy will handle it next hour. And if you haven't dialed yet, the number to get in the line for open forum is 888-318-7884. That's the line for open forum, 888-318-7884. The number we're giving out mostly today, to be honest with you, is the donor number. You just call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com to make your pledge of support and help Catholic Answers be fully funded to stay on the air with Catholic Answers Live for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I don't know if we're in trouble, but the boss is here. Hi, Chris Check.
You're never in trouble. You're doing a great job. It's Tim that's in trouble.
Oh, good. Yes.
No, you both are doing beautifully. Listen, Si, just very quickly, I want to extend a special invitation to all of our listeners to please say a quick prayer right now, because we're a little bit behind here and we have to get where we need to be in order to fund this show throughout the year. But I also want you to say a quick prayer and discern whether you could be, please, a monthly pledger, a monthly giver to Catholic Answers. You'll have two opportunities when you call, and I know you all are going to call. You can do a one-time gift, or you can do a monthly pledge. And if it's $20 a month, right? You'd qualify, $18 a month, you qualify for two superb books. Steve Weidenkopf's book, finally, someone has written a great one-volume history of the Catholic Church, Timeless. I was very happy to blurb it. It's excellent. Anyway, so you'll qualify for that gift. But folks, when you become a monthly pledger to Catholic Answers Live, you help all of the people behind the scenes here. You help my financial officer, Phil Lenihan, and Imelda, right, the bookkeeper here. And when they do all of the budgeting, because when they know how those gifts are going to be spread out across the year, it makes budgeting and things like sleeping through the night, which we all like to do, right, that much easier for us.
So, and if you knew Imelda, you would want Imelda to sleep easy.
Oh, yes, because if she doesn't get sleep.
She yells at all of us.
No, listen. So that's first thing. Please consider being a monthly pledger, no matter how small you may think the gift is. It makes a big difference for our budgeting. And then the other thing that I want to say is the whole building is on the phones right now. And as soon as Tim leaves this microphone, he's going to go pick up his headset. You might get Tim Staples on the phone. You might get Phil Lanahan, our CFO. You might get Imelda. And she's in a pretty good mood today.
You'll be able to hear her if you get Imelda. Right. I can tell you that.
So, actually, Chris, I have to teach a class, so I'm not going to be able to.
Okay, now you had to say that?
He did. That's how honest he is.
He's an honest guy.
He did have to say that.
All right. Well, and so Jimmy will be there secondary. You won't get him. Yes. But you'll get someone from behind the scenes, John Sorensen, our operations officer. You might even get to talk to me, Father Hugh Barber, or any number of the people here who work in the building. So please think very hard about being a monthly pledger, right? Amen. And call now while the whole building is standing by waiting to take your gift.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I've been telling people in order to get the two books, they had to pledge $20 a month. Was I wrong about that? Nick? Oh, Nick doesn't know.
It's actually 18, but go ahead and say 20. That's fine.
You know, I feel like I've done an evil deed. I thought it was 20.
I'm pretty sure it's 18, but 20.
Well, it is 20, now. 20 you said it on too. The air.
Now, Si, I have a question. Let's say I'm stuck in traffic right now and I can't get out my credit card, whatnot. Okay, but I'm going to be home in 30 minutes. Yeah. We'll still be here.
First of all, learn to drive like a Californian. Yeah. You should be doing your hair and on the phone. Right
and, your, and your eyelashes, right. 888-291-8000.
But we'll stay here till folks stop calling.
That's absolutely right.
But the online thing goes all night. Yep. And that all counts too. So just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And they made it phone friendly. So if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com on your phone, your smartphone, then it's very user-friendly there too.
Praise God. So
let's make a goal of getting
a billion calls.
20 new monthly pledgers in the next 15 minutes.
Yes.
20 new monthly pledgers in the next 15
okay,
minutes.
Okay, I'm going to go man my phone.
I got to see how I can figure out whether that happens, but we'll do it. All right. 888.
Thank you, President Check.
Thank you, President. 291-8000. Let's go to Kyle in LaGrange, Texas, watching on Facebook Live. Kyle, your question for Tim.
Hey, guys. Just want to thank y'all for all y'all do, and y'all are definitely in our prayers.
Well,
oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Kyle.
And thank you.
Yes. My question is, Tim, you kind of mentioned a friend you had that was a pastor of another denomination.
Yes.
Although it's uncommon, I know there were married priests, and I think some of those they were married, you know, of whatever denomination they were in, and they converted to the Catholic Church.
Yes.
And went through seminary. Can that happen in any denomination, or are there only certain denominations where that's allowed?
Yeah, there's no sort of disqualifier. Generally speaking, where that happens is among Orthodox and Anglicans, especially now that we have the Anglican ordinariate. However, there are some cases where we've had Lutherans who have converted and have been given permission to be ordained, even though they're married. And so if you can get a bishop to petition the Holy Father on your behalf as a pastor who converts, then the process can begin. Now, the majority of them do not happen. A lot of folks are shocked by that. You know, even our Orthodox friends, they don't necessarily get the green light to function as a priest in the church. I have a dear friend who was a validly ordained priest. He was a charismatic Episcopalian priest who actually had valid orders. They were ordained by some Brazilian schismatic bishops, so they had valid orders. And he got a bishop that petitioned the Holy Father, but the Vatican then does an investigation and checks in, and they decided not. And so it's the Holy Father's decision in the end. But I can tell you, I mean, I was just in Rome at an ecumenical gathering with Monsignor, I want to say Newton, or is it Newsom? Newton, the ordinary of the Anglican ordinariate, who is the only ordinary in the Catholic world who is married.
Oh, really?
But he's not a bishop. Oh, he's the ordinary of the Anglican ordinariate. He can do everything a bishop can do except ordain. He can't do that. But, you know, and oh my gosh, he's a wonderful preacher and a wonderful man, quite the evangelist. So, you know, that I always tell folks, you know, talk to your bishop. You know, if you're in the process of converting, talk to your bishop. But if you're a member of one of the, you know, say Assemblies of God and Evangelicals and that sort of thing, I mean, it's basically not going to happen. But as far as I know, canonically speaking, you can certainly petition or attempt to.
Kyle, thank you very, very much. It is open forum. Any question about the Catholic faith is welcome. We go now to Tim in Atlanta, Georgia. Your question for Tim. Tim?
Hi. I was talking with my youth pastor, and I said that Christ was fully man and fully God.
Yes.
And he replied with, Christ was fully man and now is fully God.
Oh,
so
my
goodness.
So I was
wondering, after he was resurrected, did he lose his humanity or?
Right. No, he absolutely did not. In fact, that is, now, don't run around calling people heretics. That whoever said that would be a material heretic. Not a formal heretic, because to be a formal heretic, you have to know that what you're saying is contrary to the teaching of the church. But that we would call material heresy, because at the incarnation, the second person of the Blessed Trinity assumed a human nature into what we call the hypostatic union, where the divine nature and human nature are joined. They're not commingled or mixed. They remain distinct, but joined in the sense that they are now, they both of those natures now have as their one subject the one divine person who is Jesus Christ. And that is a substantial union, right? This is not just an accidental union. That, too, is a heresy to say it's an accidental union that was condemned many, many centuries ago. So that union remains forever. When God committed to the incarnation, he committed absolutely forever and ever. He will remain, and the biblical texts that demonstrate that are, of course, verses like 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is, and notice it's present tense now, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. We see this also in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, that now he ever liveth to make intercession for us at the right hand of the Father as a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so that human nature, of course, is now at the right hand of the Father. And so from the incarnation to the end of time, he is fully God and fully man. Now, if he said when he was on the earth, he was fully man, well, that's obviously not true because Jesus himself said in many different ways in many different places, especially the four times in John's gospel where he declares himself to be the great I am. He says in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. And folks didn't like that when he said it. Uh-huh. And a little bit later, verse 28, he repeats it. In verse 58, he says again, before Abraham was, I am, using the divine name. And they wanted to pick up rocks to kill him. But what does that tell us? He was God as he was walking this earth. In fact, from the moment of his incarnation, we know, because John 1, 1 through 3 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. All right? So from the moment of his incarnation, he's God. During his ministry, he remains God. And now in eternity, he is God. And of course, the same can be said for his humanity, and we know that. As your friend who wrongly says, you know, he was only man, obviously he agrees. He was man. He walked around fully man, and he continues to be man into eternity as well because of the verses that I gave you. So from the moment of the incarnation into eternity forever and ever, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man.
Kyle, thank you very, very much for that call.
Oh, my goodness. I pontificated, and now we're running out of time.
Oh, that's, I think it's okay to talk about Jesus on Catholic
Answers. Amen.
I think it's okay.
I love it. I can't help it.
I love a question like that, too, because that's it's something that's been settled by the church, but for many people, it may not be personally settled.
Absolutely.
And you need to know, look, the church has thought about this for 2,000 years,
yes,
and it's very clear what the teaching is.
It is, and it's quite beautiful. And folks, that's another reason why. And I know, I don't know if we've made the match. I'm guessing we have not, because we weren't even close about 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago.
Well, we'll get all the info and we'll make an announcement when
okay.
we come back.
Well, folks, we've only got 5 minutes and 50 seconds, and we need y'all to get on the phone right now at 888-291-8000. And because it's the first hour, we've got a cutoff. We have to make that 10,000 in the next 5 minutes, or we don't get the 10,000. So please, folks, if you've been holding off, don't hold off anymore. We need you. $25 one time, $50 one time, $100 one time, maybe that $5,000 one time. Monthly donors, we need you. $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got a lot of open lines. We need you now.
888-291-8000 is that number. $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We'd like to use it all up. We're very grateful
oh,
to
goodness.
Every single person
now
who's called. As soon as we come back, we should know whether we made the match. So I will make that announcement at the beginning of the next hour. Jimmy Akin will be here second hour because Tim is off to teach a class. But if you're on the line, stay on the line. Jimmy is going to get to your question. And if you haven't called yet to make your pledge, this is the perfect time.
because there will be no Catholic Answers questions being answered for the next 4.5 minutes. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It doesn't matter which method you use, both are covered by the match. One more time, 888-291-8000 is the number, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. More open forum right after this.